Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Happy opening day. Emmanuel Barbari with you for the next 3 hours, filling in for Sal Licata. 877-337-6666. The number to call. The positive vibes are here. Fresh baseball air. And entering today, start with the Yankees who start opening day. I don't see any reason why you and I can't be extremely optimistic about this Yankee team. From the starting rotation, to the lineup, to the bullpen, every area of this team is better. And when you zoom out for a moment about this Yankee team, entering a season where, like usual, it's World Series or bust. Can you win with Aaron Judge? Can you get over the hump? This is the most viable team the Yankees have had to win a championship since their last title in 2009. Think about it. All the teams that you can think of, all the possible runs, all the times the Yankees have taken a crack at it, since they last hoisted a World Series trophy in 2009, there's not one team you can think of that was more well-positioned to win, that became more well-positioned to win than this one, opening day 2023. And that's extremely exciting. 877-337-6666, the number to call. No reason why you and I can't be beyond optimistic about this Yankee team. Just because they've lost to the Astros, just because they've fallen short, that shouldn't tell us where we sit about this Yankee team. We got to look at it for what it is. We got to look at the elements in place. And when you think about what constitutes a champion, what do you think of? What are the elements? We can stack that up side by side with what the Yankees have going into this season. What do you think of when you think champion? Championship viability. You think veteran leadership. The kind you don't worry about. The kind that you trust no matter what. You think some sort of youthful spark. That's normally non-negotiable. You need that. You need a young stud to emerge at some point. You need game breakers, guys that can change the game at any point and flip it upside down. And you need, of course, to win a championship, you need championship caliber winning players. Just winning players. You know it when you see it. Those are elements any championship team needs. Veteran leadership, some sort of youthful spark, game breakers, championship caliber winning players. Guys who can win you games. Yankees have all of that. And you stack it up against recent championship teams, there's no reason to think this Yankee team is the best shot they have since their last title in 2009. Think of last year's Astros, veteran leadership. Check. Verlander, Altuve, Bregman, youthful spark, Jeremy Peña. In a big-time way. That was the extreme of that element. Game breakers, Yordan Alvarez, flipping games upside down. Kyle Tucker, of course, Bregman and Altuve. And the latter two are those championship caliber winning players you think of. And this isn't even baseball specific. Any sport, the same components exist in championship teams. Last year's Chiefs, you have the game breaker in Mahomes. You have a championship caliber winning player in Kelsey. Youthful spark in Pacheco. The Warriors last year, you had a game breaker, of course, in Steph Curry. Youthful spark in a Kuminga, championship caliber, winning player in Draymond. And the veteran leadership, been there, done that, don't worry about him, tried and true in Klay Thompson, who's also a star. Yankees have all of these elements. It's why you and I, as we sit here opening day, just because they've lost to the Astros the last few years, we shouldn't think the Yankees can't win a championship. Yankees can't get it done. Yankees don't have what it takes. They have every element you need when you consider what it takes to be a championship team. This is the best Yankee team since 2009. Veteran leadership. The sort you don't want to worry about. Cole, Judge, Rizzo. Are you ever worrying about those guys? The youthful spark, the young stud. We've been looking for it since 2017 when Judge burst upon the scene. Enter Anthony Volpe. It's hard to envision a world where Volpe doesn't impact this team in a big-time way. And now he's on the opening day roster. He'll be at shortstop this afternoon. Yankees haven't had that type of youthful spark and impact in 4 years. And even then, they didn't have the pitching to win. Now they do. So enter Volpe and enter stacked pitching. Game breakers, Stanton, Judge, hopefully Torres. If Donaldson can bounce back even in a small way, he's a game breaker. Championship caliber winning players, Rizzo, that's a winning player. LeMahieu, he's back, he's healthy. Definition of a winning player. Bader showed you that last year when he was healthy, and he'll be back. You're not going to be missing Harrison Bader for this entire season. So the Yankees have all the components you think of in a champion. It's their best shot since 2009. It compares to every recent championship team across sports, not just in baseball. And it's a reason you and I should be optimistic entering this year. It can't be down in the dumps just because of recent results of one team they haven't overcome yet in Houston. 877-337-6666, the number to call. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I look up and down this roster, even with some of the early injuries the Yankees have suffered, it breeds optimism. This is the team. And you talk components, you talk what it takes to be a championship team. The one constant theme, a team that can't overcome in Houston, they've taken a hit in this regard. The one team the Yankees need a leapfrog to even play for a World Series, to make the World Series. Look at the Astros. Verlander is gone. Some of that veteran leadership and star power. Altuve, the pinnacle of their championship caliber winning players, he's missing significant time right out of the chute. Sure, he'll be back, but that'll impact the Astros, their ceiling in the regular season, where they'll be come the end of the year. So the Astros have taken a step back. Yankees have doubled down. They're unequivocally better, and they have their best team since 2009. And if you go inside the elements of this roster, just the makeup, the rotation is far better than anyone they've had since 2009. Far better. Like, I love the 2009 Yankees. Anyone who grew up in this generation of Yankee baseball, grew up through it, you may not have witnessed all the 90s. The 09 team is the one shining light. This rotation, even with some early injuries, leaps and bounds beyond 2009, where you had to go three-man rotation to even have a shot to win it all. At full strength, this is the best rotation in baseball. This Yankee lineup, all the elements of a championship lineup. Now it's up to health, like it always is. And this Yankee bullpen, yeah, you may not have the defined closer. You need Clay Holmes to be good, but it's deeper. It's way deeper than the bullpen they won with in 09, or any bullpen they've had since. The arms are just relentless. They come at you. They have like five or six seventh or eighth inning guys who are elite. And with this rotation, similar to like you did in 09 with the length in the postseason you got out of your starters, you wouldn't need that great of a bullpen to go out and win a title. But the Yankees have an excellent bullpen that's deep. So every area this Yankee team you'd look for, you'd maybe look to knock, they have it covered. And then some. They have all the components of a champion. Even if you cross-reference it with other championship teams, there's every reason to be optimistic the Yankees can go out and win a title this year. And you don't rule something out just because you haven't seen it yet, right? In any walk of life, you rule something out because you haven't seen it yet? Just because the Yankees, over the last 6 years since Judge's come up and become this mega sensational star, just because they haven't done it over the last 6 years, oh, what, this Yankee team isn't a championship team? Maybe you're worried about pitching. Check. Bullpen, check. Lineup. Youthful spark, check. They've improved in all of these areas drastically. So even the areas they were falling short, they've shored up. Just because you haven't seen something doesn't mean it can't happen, especially when you're not resting on your laurels, when you're doubling down and you're giving yourself the best opportunity to win. Best shot the Yankees have had since 2009, and that breeds even more optimism before the games even start on opening day. But once the games do start, results will come. 877-337-6666, the number to call. Kevin leads us off from Oyster Bay. Kevin.
Play ball. What's up, Emmanuel? And
what's up, Kevin?
I'm glad you're filling in. You perfect guy for perfect spot.
Appreciate you,
Kevin. Know you're a big Yankee fan. First thing first, does any Met fans know where Michael Conforto is right now?
Well, I don't think they're all that worried about Michael Conforto.
Well, he'll be in the South Bronx later today. Now, I'm going to the game. I'm going up to the big, I call it the big ball yard in the South Bronx. Now, what should I wear? Should I wear like a...
What do you got, Kevin? You got jerseys on hand? You got a little bit of a wealth of merch? Well, what are you wearing today?
I'm thinking about a jacket. Like, it's kind of cold out there.
Yeah, it's
right
going to be chilly. You got to bundle up.
Got to bundle up, get those hot chocolates, and make sure, you know, your hat cap doesn't go flying off. Okay, first thing with the Yankees, I like these new rules. I think it favors them. I like Anthony Volpe. I like the way he plays. He seems to be like a heads-up player. He's got a lot of speed, and he's a good base runner. That's perfect for the new rules that they put in when it comes to base running. So I'm comfortable right now with shortstop with the Yankees. And the rest of the team, we know everybody's going to pick at this and pick at that. But I think it's still in March. I am not worried about the New York Yankees in March. Believe me when I can tell you that much. I know Hal will be very much active, you know, right up to the trading deadline. I'm not worried about that either. I mean, it's obvious to most Yankee fans, this Yankee team is not as active.
Yeah, I don't even think this Yankee team needs that much help. Like, you're not worried in March about this year's team and the roster that's been assembled because they've gotten better in every area and they're rounded out. They're well-oiled. But I don't think there's going to be that much, barring more injury, barring some sort of catastrophe. I don't think there's going to be that much to improve. This Yankee team is ready to win as is, which you wouldn't have said the last 4 or 5 years.
No, but the thing is, you don't know who's going to be available too, right? Who's in April and March of last year? Who said that Juan Soto was going to be available, right? So you don't know who's going to be available. If a real good ball player is available, I would definitely recommend the Yankees go after him. And listen, there's always room for one more. Yankees, the joke is eventually everybody gets to play for the Yankees. And you did bring up the 2009 Yankees. And I remember during the 2008 season, Hal made a comment. He goes, this team is not that good this year, 2018. Next year, we're going to put a team together to win the championship. To me, that was the green light that the guy was going to go out and start spending some money, and he did. He scooped up 3 free agents that put the Yankees over the top. It was one heck of a season.
And he did, and if you remember about the 09 deadline, and Kevin, appreciate the call, there wasn't that much to be done. Like, by no means is this current Yankee lineup boasting the star power of the 09 infield or that 09 team. But there is similar thunder. And you can envision a world where there's not that much to do at this year's deadline. barring some sort of crazy, unforeseen level of injury. 09, you're picking up Eric Hinsky and Jerry Hairston Jr. Yeah, big impact. Jerry Hairston Jr. has one of the biggest hits of the year in the World Series, but those are marginal, around-the-edges type of improvements. The starting rotation, at least the top three, you started the year with, was the one you ended the year with. Your deadline move was Chad Godin in a waiver wire pickup. Like, those are the type of moves that you're going to be looking at from this Yankee team. Barring something unforeseen, they're that ready to win. We let the Astros' excellence and dynasty and recent brilliance cloud our view of the Yankees too much because the Yankees have been second fiddle. They can overcome Houston. They haven't proven it yet. They have to prove it. But that can't take away from how we view this Yankee team going into the year. They got better. Every box is checked. You can't let the fact that Donaldson and Hicks are on the team let you say, oh, this team can't win a championship because of a couple of frustrating players. One, the Yankees hope can bounce back, and one who actually gives the Yankees a lot of plus value from a defensive standpoint in Donaldson. There's so much overwhelming positive. We want to gloom on the negative, but you look back to last year, before a lot of the injuries set in, before a lot of the adversity hit, the Yankees were world beaters. They were unstoppable in the first half of the year. And that team was worse than this team. First half of last year, the Yankee team that was on pace for like 120 wins, that was a worse team than the Yankees have going into this year, 2023. They are much better going into this season. Rotation, lineup, bullpen. All the areas you look for. And they're defensively, I want to talk about Donaldson, extremely sound. Especially when Bader gets back, this is the best Yankee defensive team maybe in the last 20 years. So there's no reason as we get ready for opening day, as we flip on opening day, roll up to Yankee Stadium in the car, ride the train, the subway, listen to the game in the car. Any way we consume this brilliance of opening day, there's no reason you and I shouldn't be overwhelmingly optimistic because the Yankees have done everything they need to do to improve this team, have these championship components, add that youthful flair, shore up a rotation that didn't necessarily need to be shored up, close the gap with Houston, and ultimately, when you just look at Yankee history, and they're always in the mix, assemble the best Yankee roster we've seen since their last championship. And before the games are played, that's all you can ask for, right? 877-337-6666, the number to call. If you disagree, let me know. But I don't see how there's any way we can be down on this Yankee team. Where would we be down on this Yankee team entering opening day? I can't see it unless we're just looking to nitpick negatives. Where'd we nitpick? 877-337-6666, the number to join the conversation. We're also on the free Odyssey app. And there's one guy, if the Yankees are going to realize those dreams, become a championship team, there's one guy who unlocks every single key to this season. We'll hit on that coming up. Emmanuel Barbari on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.